Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Life can be chaotic. If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment add to the chaos. Use ShipStation instead. With ShipStation, you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again. Whether you're running a business out of your garage or you have multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your business's growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating repetitive tasks. Plus, you'll save money with the best shipping rates from global carriers. ShipStation's industry-leading features help you deliver a better customer experience. They'll get accurate and faster shipments, along with automated tracking updates with your branding. And with up to 88% off UPS and USPS rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates, ShipStation is the fastest and most affordable way to ship. Calm the chaos. Switch to ShipStation today. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
Hey everyone, welcome to That Twin Mama Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren. And if you were someone that grew up liking Sister Sister with Tia and Tamara, or ever watched any of the Mary Kay and Ashley movies growing up, you're going to be in love with this episode. We are diving into the fascinating life of the Salyers twins, who are identical twin sisters, who married identical twin brothers, lived together in the same house, got married at the same time, had babies at the same time, and even dress alike till this day. I know, uniquely wild, right? And if you're a twin parent, this episode is going to be great because we talk about how the Salyers twins were raised, how their parents supported their bond while encouraging individuality, and that's what it's really like to grow up in a world as a twin when you're always compared to your sibling. The insights are not only fascinating for people who are raising twins, but also anyone who's just curious about the twin bond. Plus, we'll dive into their one-of-a-kind family dynamic of what it's like parenting together and all the other questions that I think y'all are probably wondering. We ask them and we'll answer them. So I hope you enjoy this episode, whether you're a twin parent, or just someone that's interested in an amazing story. Let's do it. This is That Twin Mama Podcast. But hey, you don't have to be a twin mom to be here. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. So whether you are new, soon to be, or seasoned parent, or maybe you just hope to have kids someday, I promise you'll find something to love, learn from, or laugh at in each episode. I'm your host, Lauren Birdie. Let's do it. Hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode of That Twin Mama Podcast. I am extremely ecstatic for our guests today. They are the Salyers twins. You might have seen them on People or Tamron Hall or different talk shows, but they are identical twins who have married identical twins, and they live together with quaternary twins. How do you say it?
Quaternary.
Quaternary twins, which means they each have sons, but because their DNA is so genetically tied, they're technically brothers.
That's right.
Even
that's right.
Though they're first cousins. So anyways, I'm excited, y'all. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And we're in their manor here. It's just going to be a great, great episode. So let's just start from the beginning. What is it like for you two to be twins, like identical twins? For someone that doesn't know that experience, what is that like?
Yeah. So we definitely don't know any different because it's just been like a part of who we are since as long as I can remember. I remember someone we were friends with who had been adopted saying that she just always knew she was adopted and couldn't remember the first time that she'd found out that she was adopted. And I had a connection to that. That's how I feel about being a twin. I don't remember finding out that I was. I just knew.
That's so wild that you say that, because I think before we started recording, I was thinking about my girls are now 4 and they're finally saying, we're twins. Hey, we're twins. We're the twins. And we know that this is part of our identity. But I don't think they knew that prior to being at school or being like, now all their friends are like, the twins are here and things like that. But I think they're starting to be self-aware enough to know that they feel like twins, which is amazing.
Right.
What would you say? Does that resonate?
Yes. So, I mean, we used to be one. So having an identical twin to me is having a literal other half.
Yeah.
Because you hear this term a lot in our society. Like, you know, romantically or a best friend, and that's all wonderful and true in its own way, but having an identical twin is a literal other half.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's having just, you're just so connected. It's a built-in best friend, but it just goes beyond that.
That is amazing. Because yeah, literally your eggs split. Like you all are mirrors of each other. So there was one egg, and then it became two.
That's right.
Jeremy and Josh, what do you, how does that feel? What is identical twins, what does it feel like to be that for boys?
I've actually never described it in this way, but thinking about it now, it actually feels like, in a lot of ways, like marriage feels,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of a, for better, for worse
yeah.
situation,
yeah.
You know, so it's like you have that other person that you're just, you guys are connected,
yeah.
And there's, you know, that's how it's always going to be.
Oh my God, I'm going to cry.
I love
that.
Yeah.
No,
but
that's amazing.
Yeah, that's what it feels
yeah.
like. It feels like a... yeah,
exactly or like a really yeah. close sibling,
yeah.
but they're the exact same age as you, so
yeah.
you get to, you know, experience yeah. everything, all the milestones, you know,
at
in
the
life.
Same time.
And yeah, exactly.
So when you all were growing up, do you remember? Because with my girls, they've been like daycare or childcare, like part time, I guess, for about a year now since they were three, and they always were just ahead of the game with play. And social mm-hmm. stuff, right? Like all the other kids would be playing next to each other and they're just making up this whole story with their own language and doing all these different
Aww.
Things. Do you all feel like you just always had a built-in play date that knew the same age, everything? It wasn't like a bigger brother like telling you to do this. It
right.
just felt like a bestie at all times. Is that how it felt?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That is how it feels. And there,
yeah.
I think that there's security in that
yeah.
for a child
yes.
that they can be... you know, more open socially because
they'll always
have that to,
by at
to
least your twin.
It's like at the
right.
end of the day, no matter what, you know, you've got this, you know, you have your twin
yeah.
and you guys are going to be best friends.
Yes.
So if they don't like you or whatever,
it doesn't matter.
You know,
I got my roll
cool.
dog right here.
Yeah,
right.
exactly right.
I love
yeah.
that.
Cause even just, you know, just singletons, you know, they'll have like one really good best friend and that
yeah.
seems really common. So
yeah.
you've already got that. You know, you were born with that.
So it's a, you know, this inherent thing that
yeah.
that you're looking for your best friend out there.
Yeah.
And so, but you've already got it. So
yes.
it's a really,
right.
So we're really lucky. You know,
it's like, you know,
way.
Unconditional
yeah.
love. From,
yes.
So it does give you confidence, I think, as a little
yeah.
kid.
That's true. I didn't
it
really
does.
Think about that, but it does. Especially for girls, too. I think I had bestie girls that maybe weren't the nicest later, like mm-hmm. something would happen. But I know with my girls, at least I hope, that they'll always have each other's back. And you got, okay,
yeah.
did y'all fight growing up? Because my girls will fight. Love each other just as
sure.
hard, but
yeah,
fight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We sure
Big
did.
Time.
As
yeah.
kids and adults.
yes.
yeah, of course.
Physically fought, yes.
Yeah.
Like physically.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah.
hands on. We didn't hit each other in the face.
Yeah.
there was, yeah.
We're the same.
exactly.
Ground
rules. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
yeah. But it always started as play, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then it just kind of
yeah.
got serious after
right.
a while. Somebody
like,
did
wait.
Something that kind of hurt a little bit. So now, yeah.
yeah.
Right. We were digging fingernails when we were really
gosh,
little.
Yes. The girls are biting. I mean, not
yeah,
really.
We,
but they,
we
yeah.
bit each other a lot. And I think twins bite each other.
they do.
That's
yeah.
just
yeah.
the thing they do.
You're always you get put next to each other all the time. So if
that's
you're not
true.
Getting along,
yeah.
then they'll just, you know,
yes.
lash out a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that kind of goes back to like Josh saying, oh, well, it's like marriage. It's
yeah.
even like maybe a step past that. Because if your spouse were to bite you, that's a problem.
right.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah,
you just,
that's right.
You just
right.
go back, you know.
It's like
yeah.
that unconditional love. Because
right.
like the only person that could get away with biting me is probably one of my girls. Or my
right,
my,
sure.
my kid. And I'd be like, you know what? Fine. But if
yeah.
you, I mean, if my husband who is here, he's producing this right now. I'd be like, what are you doing? This
right.
is not okay.
Yeah.
I love that.
Right.
Is there anything while you were growing up? I know your parents are here right now, but... did they do anything that you either remembered being great or something that you wish they did differently with encouraging your relationship or your individuality?
I remember that our parents and our grandparents
mm-hmm.
both, that they would often, if they got out the video camera, like
yeah.
at a holiday or something, instead of always starting with, who's the older twin?
Oh.
Because I'm the younger twin. They were so good about rotating and they might start with, okay, so who's the younger twin, or
I see.
And what's your name? And I think that was really good because we never thought of it as like, I want to be the older twin, or like,
yeah,
it's not fair because I'm the baby twin. We didn't have that. It was just something that was like fun. We're the exact same age.
Yeah.
But it was just something fun. And
yeah.
so I think that's kind of good to keep in mind as parents to just don't always start with, oh, who's the important twin? Or
right.
No, just encourage the beautiful twinship for what it is.
Right. That's interesting because I have not, I mean, they can find out, like the girls, they can find out who's older, but we purposely, if like someone asks, we don't tell. We like at some
point. I've heard people doing that before.
They're
the same age. It's like 15 minutes apart. And like, I mean, at some point, I'm not going to lie to them. If they're old enough to be like, okay, I want to see your birth certificate. Okay, I found out I was older. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That's true.
And but everybody asks that for some reason. I don't really know why. That's such a commonly asked question because like, I don't really know what they do with it. Yeah. Okay, it's like you're the older one, you know.
Yes. So then what happens next in your mind? It's like, so you're the older one. So that makes sense.
Okay, right. But was it a big deal with the twin dynamic? Was it the twin A's? I know where y'all are at. Like, did you throw it over your sibling's head when you were?
No, really?
I think that's something that the outside world does. So like when they're asking you, which one's the other twin? Oh, you know, because.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's like we're 5 minutes apart.
Right. We joke around with each other about it sometimes. You know, I might say, you know, that I'm the older twin or something like that. Just to joking around, but yeah.
Yeah, but you don't take it that seriously.
No. Well, so what it did for us, and I'm sure we'll get there, but Josh and I, we got married and we're both the baby twin.
Y'all are the bees. So, the bees.
That's just something fun fact to bond over.
That's super cool. So I'm so curious about this. With the bees, so my baby bee, she's probably the more outgoing one, more like go with the flow, a little more wild and rambunctious, less, I don't know. She's the vibe. That was the B. And the A was like more like she's kind of, even though she doesn't know she's A, seems to be more about like some details and things like that. And I don't know what the stereotypes are of B and A, but what, do you all see any different characteristics that carry over between
I think that's pretty much
really?
It hits the nail right on the head.
All of that, that's
really?
And that, and you'll find that with like the vast majority of twins are like that too.
Because Josh and I are slightly more easygoing.
Yes.
Brianna and Jeremy are slightly more, what is the phrase?
What is the word you're looking for?
Just maybe structured?
I guess.
Maybe
stressed? I don't know. It's part of it, but it's...
ST words.
Well, they're almost 5 minutes late, you know?
Yeah. So just like in birth. How many minutes apart are you all?
They're also 5 minutes.
They're five minutes? We're five as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, you know, that was all part of the, like, when we first met, we
there's kind of
about all the twin things, and we're like, wow, this is really
okay, let's get into it. So tell me how you all first met. Like, what was that like? Where was it? What happened? Tell me all of it.
Oh.
Well, we met at the annual Twins Days Festival.
Yes,
in Ohio.
Which shout out, I want to go to that. In August, I'm going.
It's happening.
If you're a twin or affiliated with twins in any way, then definitely go.
So it's in a place called Twinsburg, Ohio.
Yes.
It's the first weekend of August.
Okay, first weekend of August. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you guys, was it your first time going to this festival or?
It was our first time.
Okay.
Yes, for us.
They had been a handful of times.
We had been several years, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And it was this magical place. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's for twins of all ages. And Brianna and I had gone, of course, hoping like in the back of our minds that we would meet like dashing identical twins, you know.
Did you all think that you wanted to marry twins? I mean, imagine dating a singleton, they don't get it.
Right. Yes.
I'm assuming.
We did.
Brittany and I dreamed of marrying identical twins.
Really?
Brothers. Definitely. Yes.
Definitely.
Y'all manifested that. Okay.
We somehow did.
Yes. Relationships with twins twins that have relationships with singletons, you're going to find that there's going to be issues because of their twin relationship. And I think that's across the board. All twins have had that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So do you find like singletons are just like, don't get it? Or they're like, why do you spend so much time?
Well, it's like you have this person as
like person, like, for, you know, because we know plenty of twins that each one married singleton guys.
Yeah.
And that is something that they have to, you know, wrap their mind around and embrace that if they want to that relationship to work, you know. And there's definitely guys and girls out there that can do that and it works.
Of course, of course.
But I would say that more commonly it's a problem.
Right. You know? And it's a non-negotiable. You're not gonna be like, I'm not talking to my twin
exactly.
for you.
Right.
Like all right, deuces, I get that.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So you all met at this festival.
Yes.
And what happened? What was it like? I mean,
so we were done. We were done with
so
the festival.
Like
we were on the
very
way out.
Last possible moment that we could have even interacted with anyone.
Oh.
We were on the way out of the hotel to leave.
So this almost didn't happen.
Yeah.
And they were on their way in. It was the check-in hall.
Yeah. So we were in this big hall, and they were coming down one side, we're coming down the other, and we just kind of just...
You're like, whoa, who are they?
Yeah, so we wanted to get a picture with them, and we didn't think that we really had a chance with them, you know,
which is so crazy.
To date the Marine thing. So,
did you want to get a picture of them because you recognized them, or just you thought they were pretty?
No,
because
they were really, we thought they were beautiful.
That's how the festival is. It's constant. Everybody's getting together for pictures.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a big part of it.
Take a picture together.
Okay, cool, okay.
So then we started, you know, having a conversation with them, and, you know, as we were talking about earlier, going over all the twin things, the twin interview that you go through, basically.
Right.
And, everything was just...
Yeah, we had so many things that were similar.
We talked to so many twins, and there was some, you know, we had some shared experience being twins with everybody, of course.
Right.
But when we met them, they were the first set of twins that we met.
Yeah,
guys or girls that we had so much in common with, and they're so beautiful.
Yeah,
and so it was just, you know, this such a indescribable experience that we had with them. And right at the end, so we're like, oh man, we have to, make this work.
Yeah.
You know, on our way home, we're like, we're gonna marry them.
We went to our mom's house. We went straight to our mom's house and told her that too.
Oh my God, babe, did you think that about me?
Of course you did.
He did.
That's amazing. Because I've heard in some interview that you said within 15 minutes you knew.
Yeah.
Y'all knew they were, or did y'all feel the same way?
Yeah, we were we had actually seen them. Like a day or two earlier in the festival, and they're so tall and we're so not that we
you're not
we try we actually physically got up and from the bleachers and went down into the crowd to try to talk to them, and we couldn't catch them. We like literally couldn't catch them.
We noticed them quite. Too
they're always so kind and sweet and say that we're so beautiful, and they thought we were like out of their league. Can I just say that Brittany and I, they were the most handsome men we had ever seen. And we were like, I mean, we were so like just struck by that. But I remember being like, gosh, I mean, one of them's got to be married.
Yeah.
You know, it's always
something. Not going to hit the jackpot. Yeah.
And so we had looked for them actually throughout the festival, and we were like, did you see it? Like, was that them? Did you see them? And so then finally we got our chance, like they were saying right at the end.
Right,
but here's the
right.
other thing. It was like a reverse Cinderella moment because one of us, we mix up our memories, so I don't remember which one of us it was. One of us tripped in the parking lot going into the twin party in our heels.
Yes, but really, if that didn't happen, though, we probably wouldn't have ran into each other, though.
Yeah,
right.
because it took some
down.
Time okay. to get up, and these other twin girls came over, like little fairy godmothers, and were like helping brush us off.
Right.
So it stalled us so that we didn't miss them.
Oh my gosh, what a serendipitous, like, beautiful moment.
Yeah.
So when you all were talking, we got some questions like this because people are just whatever, but how did you know that you liked, like, how did y'all all look alike? So normally when you meet someone, you're based on like physical attraction, right?
Right.
Did it naturally go like, I like him more, I like her more, or was like, we could just see, like, how did that work out?
We totally paired off.
It wasn't had to be discussed.
Really?
It was, we had this, we were all four talking to each other, and then it just broke off into two conversations. And
naturally.
Because as a four-person group, you can all talk at once, right? So, like, we naturally kind of paired off and we're kind of starting to have separate conversations as it progressed.
I wish there was film of that. To see how that...
Surely there's some hotel camera footage out there.
Somewhere.
Of this meeting.
Yeah, it ended
meeting.
Up into two conversations that were going on by the end. And, we reached out to them. And you know, we weren't really sure how they felt. We know how we felt.
About who was going to be with who.
So we were kind of, you know, just... dipping our toes in, and that we were like, you know, it was just so wonderful to meet you. We can't wait to, you know, see you guys next year at the festival. And then they were luckily, well, let's, you know, get together now.
And really?
Yeah, we were all
like, why wait?
So how long after you all met did you all, because I know did you propose at the same time? And
tell
me about that shit. That's a freaking amazing.
Well,
oh my gosh.
So it was never a question for us either. It was always just, I knew, like, I was in love with Josh, Brianna, and Jeremy, so it was so easy. Like, we just completely paired off naturally.
Yeah.
And then they ended up proposing to us at the same place we had our first date. This sounds so funny, but you can't make it up. We had our first date at Twin Lakes State Park. It's like...
It's a real place in Virginia. Like, it's a real place.
This is a freaking... This is amazing. It's a movie.
And they happen to live like 15 minutes from
the
park. We
happened to just live
at the time.
They're just a local place,
So they told us... we had been dating, you know, for a handful of months, and they told us that this local this place where we happened to go, mm-hmm. that they were that they had a wedding venue, which was true, and that they were looking for local twins for like a little local commercial, like a little
yeah.
advertisement.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we showed up in like gowns, so like it was supposed to be like we're at a wedding.
Smart, you too.
And then we didn't think idea. About it when there was like camera yeah. crew there because we're filming a commercial. Yeah. And so we're acting things out, and then we hear a cameraman yell randomly, like, action. And Josh and Jeremy dropped to one knee each and proposed to us. And we realized it was Inside Edition, that they had, like...
Wait, what? Yeah. I need to look this up. You can watch it. Yes, I'm going to link it. We'll link it in the show notes. That's so wild.
We've always been very admiring and good friends with the Gans twins.
Okay.
Twin women in New York City. Okay. They were always very involved in media and casting all these things. And Josh and Jeremy had reached out to them, and they had worked together to kind of set this up with this camera crew. And so
just tell us, like, it's just like a little local. They need local twins.
Yeah, we thought, you know, that's interesting. You know, maybe somebody wants to film this. Right?
Yeah. And, that's so special. Yeah. And then you all got married.
That's right.
At the festival,
at a double wedding in Twinsburg at the festival?
In the town square of Twinsburg, actually. Which is,
in front of all the
really twins. Festival there,
too. Yes, it was amazing.
So was it everyone that was it during the festival time, or was it just in the location?
No.
So it was during...
It was.
Oh, my gosh.
It was during the weekend, but it was kind of after the day's thing. Like, what time was it during the day?
No, I can't remember.
It was in the evening on Saturday. Okay. So it was, like, after the... parade and the kind of festival.
And so during the parade, it's a themed parade like we discussed. So every year they have a different theme.
Yeah.
And this, it was...
Two-player gaming.
Yeah. So we did a game show and we did the Almost Newlywed game as our costume.
And the parade, like,
so we were
almost
on,
into our wedding, yeah.
There, we had a convertible that we were all in, and we were inviting everybody to the wedding during the parade because the whole town comes. So we were just
like
telling
passing
everybody
it out to the town. Like,
okay, we need to link that. Is it somewhere online? We'll link that in the show notes too.
Yeah.
What's the most common misconception that people have about your relationship? Because you all dress similarly, you live together, and you look alike. So I think people automatically assume, like, is there anything else going on? Like, what's the most misconception that people ask, like, once they realize your family dynamic? Or just the question that you're like, shut the F up. Whatever you want to know, you know?
We get asked if we are all four in like a polygamy unit.
We got so many questions about that in my stories.
Yeah.
And that's what people want to know.
Right. Isn't it funny that
it's weird.
Two people, if you look a lot alike, and there's other two people who look a lot alike, that their mind goes to...
Everyone has four. They must all be together.
I just try to kind of put myself in a singleton's mind. Yeah. And that they see two sets of twins, but we live together too, you know?
Yeah.
So when you see that whole thing wrapped together, I think I try to be more understanding in that they think that maybe that's the case, you know?
Yeah.
But they
want
but they have to know for sure, you know? They really want to know whether it is or it isn't. Maybe not, they're not necessarily assuming that it is, but they do want to know, is it? Because it could be, you know?
It's interesting because I feel like people, and I'm just a twin mom, but they have this, like, weird courage of just asking the most off the wall shit if you're twins.
Yeah.
There's like no boundary.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? It's like they'll come up to me like, are your kids natural? I'm like, they can hear you. And what do you mean by that? Like, what if they,
you
know, what does that mean? Yeah, they were spontaneous, but why would you ask that in front of, or which one's your favorite? I'm like,
oh my
they
gosh,
can hear you.
Horrible.
And like, they would never do that to singletons.
Right.
Like, if just someone had three kids, I'd be like, which one do you like the best? The middle one?
Exactly.
No one would say that.
Yeah.
And so I just think there's an audacity that comes with twinness.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, that's probably what happens when they see you as couples. They're like, well, who's banging who?
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
It's not I don't know what that is, but you're right. It's there.
There's like an audacity.
Well, you know, there's always like, oh yeah, oh this one, that's she's the smart one, or
there's a comparison.
One, you know? And you'll hear that, you know, growing up, and that does, if you say one's this, that means the other one's not that.
Right.
So if you say this is the smart one, then that has to mean that this is like the dumb one, right?
Yeah.
It makes you kind of feel a certain way hearing that.
Yeah.
Growing up. And I think that's probably the biggest thing coming from the outside is those types of comparisons. They're always trying to compare you openly, you know, where something that they wouldn't say that to somebody else.
Right, exactly. And it's something a lot of our listeners are twin parents, but I think about that even like in parent-teacher conferences with the girls, I'm like they'll say Twin A or Everkin, she's a little bit better than Shiloh at this. I'm like, let's just talk about her.
Yeah.
Not, like, I don't want to have the comparison. Like, let, right. like you wouldn't do this with others. So it's constant. Did you feel that as you were growing up? Like, were you all always in the same classroom? Were you always sharing the same room? Like, I'm just curious how that felt growing up as twin.
So I definitely felt that we got that a lot. So we went to an all-girls school.
Okay.
And it was everyone in uniform. So everyone was dressed identically.
Oh.
All the little girls were in blue tunics. And but the school had a policy where they split twins up. And so we got
to ask you this.
Yes. We got to walk into the school together, but then we were in different classrooms.
What age was that?
Kindergarten.
Five.
Was that sad?
I mean, all of elementary school.
Or no?
Yes. I remember just thinking that, like, it made me feel like the adults at school were kind of silly. Like, I don't know. It was like, this means something to them. It doesn't mean anything. Obviously.
Yeah, obviously. It didn't last very long.
Oh, we want to nurture your individuality. Okay, this isn't, like, going to matter. Like, I think that a lot of singleton adults, and I mean this respectfully, but that they feel like something they're going to do is going to shape who we fundamentally are, and it's just not the case.
Yeah.
And it's like it's interesting how people feel that I guess like powerful or like that they have the right to be that powerful in someone's life, because it's like our twinship has nothing to do with any decisions that you're making.
Right. Yes. This is predestined.
Yeah. It's common for people to assume that twins need to be separated during their school years. I'm not sure where that comes from, but
our mother was given the choice.
Okay.
And we were insistent upon it being in the same class.
Really?
Fortunately, she let that happen like that. And, I'm really glad that she
But then
did.
In high school, you know, we couldn't have the same classes.
Right.
I don't think
we had some shared classes like here and there.
And funny thing, we had geometry together in high school.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was the best student in the class, and I was the worst student. And this is not a lie. I was literally at the bottom of the list, and he was at the very top. So,
but it just goes to show, like, here's a set of twins who were separated for homeroom and kindergarten, and here are twin husbands who were not separated. They were in the same homeroom, and here we all together.
Right.
It's really just moms and dads of twins who are like, do we separate them or not? I don't think it makes
it really
too much
matters.
Of a difference.
Exactly.
Just ask them. If I could give any advice to parents of twins about that subject, is that just simply ask
see how
the
they
kids.
Feel about it.
Yeah.
They'll tell you. Did they want to have the same classes?
Yeah.
You'll find most of the time they probably would, but there may be times where they wouldn't. So just
either
ask
way.
Them.
Yeah, it's interesting because we'll get it as from like teachers the pressure to separate. I'm getting it now,
are
and
you?
It's
yeah.
I am.
Trust me, it is not going to affect their development at all.
I think too.
Either way,
and their rationale is like, well, this one's more dependent on this one, or I think that they need to separate so she can really blossom. I don't even know what the reasoning was, but it was last year, and this year they're still in the same class. I'm like, oh, they're fine. She's
so they're
doing
still
her own
saying
thing.
The same thing.
Yeah, they're doing
exactly.
the same thing.
They were saying that 3 years
yes,
ago.
Because
they're worried about
like,
them making friends.
Yeah.
Because
she
they're comparing
awesome
the twins,
to go
right?
find something that she already has.
Right.
It's so odd.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She needs to go find a best friend.
Yeah.
Because it's a problem that she already has one.
A best
Why is that?
I know.
That's so strange.
This
but,
is so helpful to hear from twins. Because I think as I get that from twin parents all the time, like, when do we separate? Do we have to? Did your kids get separated? Because you get so much pressure.
Yeah, that's a big thing for parents of twins.
Yeah.
You know, I find that's it's kind of a polarizing subject too, because you know, you get some people that are like, you definitely have to separate them. They have to learn how to be individuals.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't think that's they'll get through the school day.
Yeah.
You know, but then they'll go back to who they are as twins, and their relationship will be the same. If they have to, you know, for their 7 or 8 hours have to be separated in different classes, it's not going to affect the way they feel about each other or how they develop their relationships with other friends.
Yeah.
They're going to share the same friends. You know, that's how it's going to be. They are very likely to have the same best friend.
Really? So y'all all share, like,
Not always. I think different stages. That's really situational, you know, but it's common.
But we've definitely had some best friends that we both considered this person.
Yeah.
Best friend.
I would think you'd have to, because if you came in and I had a twin and you didn't like my twin, I'd be like, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, all right. Like, they don't get it then.
Right.
So now, like, so you all are both parents, right? So you have, which, who has Jet and which one has, well, can I say their names?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So who's the parents to Jet?
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're Jet.
You too, Jet. And then Jet is how old?
He's four.
He's four. He just turned four. And then Jax is how old?
So he's going on four in just a couple months. So he's still three, and they're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And so it has been really interesting because now we're the parents of quaternary twins, and now it's the, okay, when they're starting school, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And how is that going to be treated? So it's
so we had so many questions about the parenting dynamic. Again, most of my listeners are parents. One question that folks were asking So they're genetically like more like siblings than they are cousins. Do they call each other cousins or brothers?
Brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
I freaking love that. Okay, that makes sense. I mean, and so other people were asking, is it like they have four parents, or is it like you are really like Jax's mom and dad, or is it kind of like all hands on deck? Like, how does the dynamic work with parenting?
Yeah. So we all four are parenting both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a freaking great setup. Yeah, I wish I had that.
It's yes. And so Jax knows that I'm his mommy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's his daddy. And he knows that Brittany and Josh are his Ami and Doda.
Oh, I love that.
So it's like, yeah, mom, uncle, dad.
Yeah.
So if they're talking about the parents collectively, they might say like, the dad said we could.
Okay.
Right.
Or the mom said we could have that.
Got it.
If they're talking about us individually, they'll say mommy and Ami. Or aunt mom.
Maybe my first name sometimes. Sometimes
they'll call
funny like that.
To distinguish, it's funny.
Do they ever get confused?
They have a couple times.
What's to say? Like, I mean, because they're kids. So I'm sure if like, they're sleepy or something, they might be like, oh.
Right.
Yeah,
they
do.
Smell like the same. Okay. Right. You guys don't ever get confused, do you?
Just from like the side or back. We've had it.
Really?
Yeah.
We're
twins.
Yeah, you're twins. And do you all always dress alike?
Almost
usually.
Always.
So even when you go out in public and stuff, do people, because I'm sure, like, you are celebrities from birth. Like, literally, twins get so much attention. So even now, I'm sure, are you, like, local celebrities, or do people come up to you or want to talk to you about life?
It's so funny. We'll be in a grocery store, and, like, you know, we'll probably dress kind of like this. Like, dressed like your twin, and then we'll have the twin stroller with the kids.
Yeah.
And it is so hilarious because we've had this happen several times where like they'll run up and they'll be like, oh, are they twins? Meaning the children, because their eyes are going to this twin stroller and the baby twins. And then it's like 5 minutes into the conversation and they're like,
wait,
That's happened so many times. Where they'll ask if the boys are twins. I say, but we are.
That's so true. That's like, so interesting. Okay. Yeah. Because the younger the child is and close in age, because we get it still, but when they were babies and infants and you see two infant car seats, that's a magnet. Right. Like, you know, they're twins undoubtedly, and you come up with like all the questions. As they get older, I think people just become like maybe not as aware or something. You're just like adults, but I feel like if you dress alike, it would cause attention in a good way.
Oh yeah. So
I think that being an identical twin, whether you are dressed alike or not, it can kind of either other you, and people put up a wall like, wait, this is confusing, this is weird. My eyes can't tell you apart, so therefore, like, arm's distance. Or it can absolutely make you instantly popular and endear you.
Got the opposite effect.
And growing up, you know, there's no better icebreaker, you know, as a kid. Meeting new friends and stuff.
Heck,
you know, so, oh, you guys are twins. Yeah, so now you can, it's already started the conversation. Yeah. So, it's been really good for that.
I was talking to other twin parents, and I mean, I don't know if this is for everyone, but my girls are popular. Not like they need to be, but everybody wants to be their friend because I think they come in twos.
Yeah, if you're a twin, you're cool.
And then other parents will say, you already got a group. You already got a crew. I want to be with them. Yeah. So I just think I've heard that from several twin parents about their twins, and I get it. It totally makes sense.
Yeah.
So were you all, so you're pregnant around the same time. How exciting was that?
So exciting. Gosh.
So who got pregnant first? You.
We did.
You did.
Yes.
Yeah, all did.
And that was like a lot of pressure.
I was about to say.
You know, because we wanted them to share their pregnancy. Of course, that was the plan, right? So.
Right.
Yeah. It was stressful, so.
Yeah, because we held off, because we're like, we just know.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we didn't announce anything. We didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, we were feeling bad and guilt about that.
You didn't even say it. You didn't. Well,
no, to each other.
Not
to anybody else. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Right.
And then you just waited to announce it.
Yeah.
And you just knew.
And we're like, we
had to be happening, you know, very soon. So, we'll wait and then do it, announce it together. Yeah.
That's so special.
And then the month after month, you know, every month we're trying to get pregnant too. And then it's like, now it's 3 months and then 4 months. And then at that time, we're thinking we need to kind of maybe think about our dream a little differently.
Prepare
because maybe it won't happen that way. And we had to kind of maybe start to come to terms with that part. And then,
But then we did it.
The very next one. You know, I literally couldn't believe it because we had kind of been on this roller coaster, you know, every month. And pregnancy tests, home tests, they're funny, you know. And
they are.
And if you want to see the line, if you want to see a faint line,
you can make a line
in your eyes.
Especially if you really want it.
Like,
exactly. 100%. You let it sit. It's only been 10 minutes. You know, it should still be good. And then they tell you not to read it after a certain length of time. We kind of went up and down like that, and it was a lot of pressure for us.
We've solved why maybe Jeremy and Brianna are the two like more stressed ones. I think So what ended up happening really was Brittany and Josh found out they were pregnant, and we almost like thought maybe then I am too. Like we don't know.
Like, so she must be too. Yeah.
And then very sadly Brittany experienced a miscarriage, and got pregnant though again with Jet.
Okay.
And then we found that I was positive on a pregnancy test. Yeah. I was pregnant, and then I had a miscarriage.
Are you kidding me?
So it was sort of like all of that plus COVID. So we were so stressed, and I think that it just, I don't know, I think about that day where we found out that I was too, and it's like just such amazing,
it's crazy because it was at a doctor's office for a pregnancy,
her appointment for her.
And then you found out when she was at
the bathroom and took the test. It was amazing.
Because she was feeling sick so
what
they said
take
a pregnancy test.
Yeah,
so
that's speaking, why I was like, obviously I wasn't expecting that to happen, you know,
I'm so glad we got to call them and tell them. That was like, it was so great. We called them together to tell them.
Yeah.
But speaking of manifesting, I had actually, I was just so, you know, stressed about like, and I had this moment where I was at my own desk alone and I wrote down that I was going to, I don't think I've ever shared this before, but with the media, but yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm
pretty sure she knows.
Yeah. I didn't want to say that.
But I think I wrote down that I'm going to find out I'm pregnant on August 10th. I just wrote this down. Mm-hmm. And I was like, now you are not going to worry about it until August 10th. And she had a doctor's appointment on August 10th. We stopped at, I don't know, a gas station or something, yep. Got a pregnancy test. I went in with her to the doctor's office, took the test, had the doctors and nurses like read it, verify.
Yo.
And yeah. We got to call yes. them. Yeah. Yes, and tell them.
How amazing. Oh, like I'm getting chill bumps. Because I'm really into manifestation. I really, truly believe.
We love that about you.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate that. Did you know it was August 10th when you got the pregnancy test that day? Like, did you realize you knew? So you knew the day? Yeah,
I knew.
You were.
I knew, like, but we didn't make the doctor's appointment knowing. So it was just, it was.
Yeah, it was just like kind of happened. Oh my gosh, that's incredible. Yeah. You all, okay, so many people have been asking questions around like your dynamic and like when you have arguments or anything like that. How does that work? Because it's your twin and your spouse. Like, I mean, I don't know who, where the argument, but like, is there teams? Like, what happens like when that happens?
Well,
definitely great. Yeah, thank you. Right. It carries over, you know.
It affects everyone.
Yeah.
You know, whatever two might be arguing.
Yeah. If we're arguing about something, she'll be affected because now she's got to deal with me being, you know, not my normal self or something. You know.
You just don't get involved.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, just support, you know, I'm gonna support her through whatever, maybe a little tiff they might have.
Yeah. What did she say about me?
I'll agree with, you know.
Well, what's nice is that there's always someone in the house that sort of understands either way. So like, you know, like,
and we're gonna love everybody.
And we're going to love
either way. So
exactly.
You can,
So like, you know, Josh, I know exactly who you're married to because I'm kind of, you know, married.
True.
And Josh and Jeremy are identical twins, and when they have their tiff, it's like, you know, we stay out of it for the most part. Yeah. If they both want to vent, that's fine. Yeah. But
that's pretty rare. What it is, that you get to, you know, vent to your partner who perfectly understands exactly what you're going through.
Yeah.
It's just. Yeah.
We all talk crap about each other.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just like, you know.
Just like,
everybody knows, you know, that's how it is.
They're so annoying. And we can say, oh.
Yeah, and we'll just kind of commiserate about our twins
In
our own personal time.
And then, like, vice versa. Like,
you know, we have the A problems. They have the B twin problems.
My A's are just, whatever today.
Yeah.
That's so interesting because, I mean, you all share such a bond, so you feel it. So if there's a conflict with one person, you probably all feel it. But also, I was like listening to an article the other day about how there's no one in your life that understands your life as much as like a sibling, even a regular sibling,
because
they grew up with your family and all that stuff. But then couple that with being an identical twin, and then couple that with y'all are couples. So it's like, I can't imagine how understanding this whole, you know, could be in such a beautiful way.
But
I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. We all feel that, you know, with conflict, but we also feel that with joy also.
Yes.
Right.
We all get to share that together as well.
That's so amazing.
That's the upside of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so now we're going to just kind of come to the end of some twin trivia.
Okay.
It's
super.
I mean, I'm not expecting you guys to know. I mean, you're identical twins, so I feel like you should be an expert.
I'll
start out pretty
easy.
I
feel like I'm not as much of an expert on twins as I should be. I know a lot about twins, but I don't feel like...
If it's going to be the science and, you know,
if it's science, if it's real sciencey, then
then you would know.
I mean, that's where I might be slightly worried. But.
Oh, okay. No, you don't have to worry about that. Because
Lauren, can I say something real quick before I forget about polygamy-ish question?
Yes, please do.
I meant to, and then we got off of something I never did. So just to make it extra clear, so it's two monogamous relationships. Yeah. So Brianna and Jeremy are married.
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone gets their own partner. Their own spouse.
Do you all have like kind of certain roles that you fall into? Like, there's someone that is the cook.
I would say chores are usually divided by sibling sets. So it's usually Brittany and I will do a chore or an errand together, and Josh and Jeremy will do a chore or an errand together.
Right. I don't even think about it like that. Like,
but
we were just talking about it, but I wasn't even considering that. Like, we both are always doing the tasks together.
Yeah.
So.
So that's just how you naturally separate out. Do you all have alone time? I'm like.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, I think.
Right.
You know, But it's
it
not
may not feel natural to you.
I guess
you've always been with someone, like even the belly. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm genuinely asking. Like,
I mean, we have had experiences where, like, we have lived in different states.
Yeah,
and they have not always lived in the exact same, right. You know.
Yeah,
condo.
We had our own apartments.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So we do know what it's like to live on our own.
Right.
And to not see each other for months.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And so we know what that's like. And so, I mean, do we need alone time? We know what it's like to have it.
Yeah.
But I think we probably need it less than the average person. Mm-hmm. When I, like, go introverted and I'm feeling like, okay, I want to, you know, you feel like it's too much. I want to go home and, like, unwind.
Yeah.
But, like, my alone time is with her or all four of us or with Josh. But, like,
it's comfortable.
Different
than,
you know, I think that's what the alone time thing
is
with people.
I don't know what the longest we've ever gone without seeing each other. It's funny. I've never really thought about that too much.
It's definitely not months. I don't know if we've even gone longer than a couple of
maybe
days.
A couple
really?
Of, that's what I would have said. I would have said maybe a couple of days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
it never really occurred to me either.
That's interesting.
Isn't that strange? So funny, yeah.
That is wildly interesting and amazing.
I don't know why that just kind of popped in my head.
Just a few
days. They were talking about living separately. I was like, yeah, we did live apart for a year where we got different apartments, but we still worked at the same place.
And you saw each other.
Saw them every day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, for like maybe 5 years or so, we worked opposite shifts.
Right.
Where I would go in at night and he would come up. But we shared the days off. The same. But we were opposite shifts.
And even then, I mean, we're still seeing each other like as he's coming out. I'm going in.
Yeah, it was a 12-hour shift. You know, so it's like we weren't really doing anything.
I don't know if we've even gone a couple of days for that season.
But at one point, did you ever have, like, one of you went to, like, a different state, Florida, or different, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, like, it was, like, a weekend trip.
Yeah, I went away for a weekend one time, maybe. I think, something like that.
Okay. The fact that it's, like, not that memorable, you're like, I know it hasn't been that long. Like, when you heard months, you were like, no, we haven't done that. That's wild.
When she said that, I was like, I know we've never gone months.
Not even a week.
Oh, wow.
It'd be a matter of days, if anything, yeah.
That is fascinating.
So we were learning to, like,
to me. We're 41 years old, man.
Exactly. This entire time, I really like that. Thought about it, you know.
I mean, it's never come up. Like, to answer your question a little more directly, like, I think really at this point, like, of course, I'll go to the bathroom alone. I think people ask me that. I'll go to the bathroom alone. I mean, like, usually, like, you know.
No, they're, like, stripping down.
Right.
But besides that, I just thought about it. Like, when you asked that, like, I don't even know if I can remember. That moment at my desk that I shared was a time that stands out where I was alone in a room.
When I wrote down the date.
I think even being in a car alone at this point would be very foreign to me.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Even though there was a time in my life where, again, I was in a car alone all the time.
But I always noticed it.
Like, I was I'm alone driving. This
right.
This
is so weird. Yeah.
Very weird. I'm walking into school by myself. You know, that was always so weird. Hey, felt very odd. Yeah.
Did you all have, like, twin telepathy, is what they say? Like, would you feel, like, can you think of an instance where that happened?
A pregnancy. Yes.
Yeah. Really?
The contractions. It was wild.
What?
They wouldn't let her was in wild. Because of COVID. And so Josh was amazing because it was just the two of us. There was no one else allowed in.
Right.
That's
how ours was too. Yeah.
So COVID, tough. Yeah. Right.
There you go. Shout out to the moms that had to give birth in COVID because it was just I pushed out with my mask on.
Yeah.
And my baby B came out breached. Yeah, and so I was pushing her and it was just wild. I couldn't breathe. I was
usually it's like your whole family's in there.
It's just wild, wild time.
So you got your mom. There.
Wow.
I digress. But you were saying during those contractions, you could feel like you knew when she was going through it.
It
like
was absolutely wild. So, yes, I didn't know they were not going to let Jeremy and I into the room.
Yeah.
And so we were actually at the hospital in, like, a waiting room. And I was getting tested later to find out if Jax was a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
And so I was at the hospital, but I wasn't able to go back. And suddenly, I mean, Jeremy remembers, I was in such pain. At first, I had this thought, am I having a problem with my baby that I'm still pregnant with?
Right, because you're...
But I knew then I was feeling Brittany's contractions and that it wasn't my baby.
Because I wasn't in there long at all. So it would have been normal if it had lasted hours and hours longer. Because we were very lucky. Like, pretty quickly I had Jet after I got to the hospital.
Yeah.
So, like, there was no reason why she would have thought, like, right, oh, this is the trash is now, because it should have been
a long time. But it was, that was a wild experience. Because
they won't give her any, you know.
Right, they're like, no, you're not experiencing this, I think. Wow.
They're like, this is just a ploy.
Some video of the, when we were at the hospital with them, and she's sick in the video, you can tell
you
she's
sad.
In agony.
Okay, we're gonna link that in the show notes too, guys.
I don't know if it's personal or I don't think that was been.
Oh, it might have been a personal video. Okay, might
have. Just on our phones, the video though. Yeah.
But that's still so wild. Have you all ever had an experience where you felt?
I don't know, apparently, we spent every moment together. So
yeah, we haven't had any time to think about that.
Yeah, I already know what's going on.
Like, you know, we don't have a big event where I was like, oh, I know. Jeremy,
I got something cool
or something like that. Yeah. Because
I do.
We're like together. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Let's.
We, okay.
Yeah.
So we've had when we were younger. So we have dreams, right? When we were younger, we talked to our mom about taking this helicopter ride.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And she's like, "You've never been on a helicopter before."
Right. We're we have. And we were like laying on the floor of the helicopter,
like a Huey style,
peeking out, like with the doors open. Yeah. This would never happen, right?
But
we
shared
were riding
this.
In it and looking out the edge. But
from my perspective in the dream, and him from his own, you know, we described it. That's why we thought it was a real experience, because
we've been in a car, back seat, front seat, like he's driving, I'm in the back
seat. That was the other one, where I was driving.
He knows I'm in the back seat. Yeah.
Are you like a Pisces or a Scorpio? Do you know your signs?
We're Scorpios.
We're Pisces, and that's so weird that you just said that.
Because that's something. Okay, I'm freaking out. I'm literally freaking out. But no, that would be something that a Pisces is like. They're very intuitive with things, and so
and you guys. They're Scorpio?
Yeah. Yes. We're Scorpio.
Okay, I got more chills. Okay, that's a phenomenal combination too. Like astrology wise, like
we need to learn more about that, because that's interesting.
I'm like really into it. Oh my
god. Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting. It'll be a whole other podcast. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. That is wild.
Yeah, we've read that it was a good match.
It's an incredible match. Cool, Okay, let's get into some twin trivia before we end.
Sure.
All right, so I'll start out easy. What is the most common type of twin? Identical or fraternal?
Who gets the answer? Do we just shout out?
Yeah, you can just shout it out. Okay. Do you all feel superior to fraternal twins because you're identical?
It's
probably not the right word.
Yeah, I think all twins are twins, no matter how you've, you know.
I'm not going to lie. I love my girls. They're amazing. But there was a moment where I was like, they're not identical.
You know. Just be honest, you know, that there is something there.
Right, you have the same DNA versus your brother and sister born
at the same time. It's a different thing.
Were your girls tested? Did you have DNA tests done?
I didn't, but like one looks
Please
like
do
him
it.
Completely. Really?
Just do it.
Yeah, but
just do it. Trust me.
Should.
It's very rare to have same-sex fraternal, for
it's
one.
And
if they look anything alike.
The same-sex fraternals, that's like... Like, if I see same-sex fraternals, I'm like, wow.
Guarantee that they're identical.
You do, but it's just rare. Like, I mean, there's like a handful that I've ever even met.
Yes, yeah. Just do it, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Get them tested, with a DNA test, and I have a really strong feeling that they're probably going to be identical.
Who were told their entire lives that they were fraternal, and then they get tested
and find out they're identical.
Yes, and I always feel really badly for them, because they kind of missed out on this thing.
On this thing that they...
Yes, and they do have the bond still.
Yeah, there's a bond.
But it's like they just felt like kind of... like an outsider in a sense.
And so even identical twins are not...
Just different bonds.
Even though they're not like carbon copies of each other.
Yeah,
that's,
I'm telling you, we've got a lot of twins. Like, they don't look a lot alike. Yeah,
all right, twin parents, get your twins tested just in case, especially...
Yeah, don't trust what you were told at birth always. Yeah. Just always confirm it yourself.
Right.
And especially with your situation with same-sex fraternal.
Yeah. If they're boy-girl, then they're not identical.
When it comes to boy-girl twins, we knew a set of boy-girl twins when we were in high school. And they looked so much alike, and we found out for the first time that they were half identical, half fraternal, and that is a thing.
That is
even
a thing.
With boy, girl,
I'm only learning of this just now.
That was one of my trivia. I never asked it, but it was like, what is the rarest type of twins? It's called semi-identical twins, where apparently, like, you come from the same egg,
correct?
But two sperms inseminated you.
Exactly.
That sounds weird.
The egg splits before fertilization.
Right.
So identical twins, it's a fertilized egg.
Yeah.
It was going to be one person, splits into two people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've
and we know a set.
I've never heard that in my life.
But amazing. Semi-identical is when the egg splits before fertilization. And so then it's half identical, half
that
maternal.
That is wild.
It is. Yes, and they looked just alike in a way. They were both beautiful. I think they were both models. They were both very tall. Yeah. It's not that one looked feminine or that one looked masculine, but they looked very much alike. Even
right,
though
just
they
like
were
like how you so meet some siblings, then they look a lot alike. Yeah. Boy-girl siblings. Yeah. And you're like, wow, you guys look a lot alike, you know, for... Being brother, sister.
And that's a running joke on my channel. Like, we talk about the dumbest questions that we get as twin parents. I'm sure you guys get some wild ones as twins. But, like, when people ask, are boy-girl twins identical? But, to your point, maybe that's not the question. Yeah. Maybe it's a valid
Maybe they're identical. Our mother, I remember when we were very young, our mother telling us that we were fraternal twins.
I didn't know that.
We're fun out. We'll hold the cheese. My mother used to always say that, you know.
Yeah, really? because we didn't look exactly alike.
Because it was her own misunderstanding of what is an identical twin.
We were literally identical, you know.
But by DNA, we were identical twins. By the whole process. But like she,
interesting.
Her understanding was that if they're not
looking
exactly the same, then they must be fraternal twins. So she was saying that for a time. I don't know if she'll admit that, but
she's
probably forgotten all about that.
Okay, yeah. Which famous twins starred in Full House?
Mary Kate Ashley.
I told you it was going to start out easy, guys. Okay, now we're going to do a little bit of a harder one. What's the record for the most set of twins born to a single mother?
Eight.
Seven. Well, this I don't know. This is on ChatGPT like a couple hours ago.
Okay.
So it's probably. But isn't that wild?
Yeah.
I'd be like, but like identical twins, it's like a lightning strikes, right? They say that. But do you know anybody that has multiple sets?
We do.
Yes.
What?
We do.
Yes. Yeah.
So it has to be more to that.
There's something else.
I can think of one.
She has two sets of twins
that are identical.
That are identical.
See, right. An identical twin that has.
Yes.
Two or three sets of...
Yeah, the royal twins?
Mm-hmm.
They have two sets.
There has They say genes are only on the fraternal side, but I don't believe that.
That was my understanding, that fraternal twins run in families, and everyone has the same chance of having identical twins.
Yeah, but I don't believe that. I mean, just from what I've seen. Okay.
But identical twins, I guess, are more fluke nature.
Yeah.
Less hereditary than fraternal.
Okay, so how many minutes apart can identical twins be born and still be considered identical?
Oh, wow.
I have no idea.
I would say, minutes?
I could only guess.
Because we know identical twins who
however long
mothers
it takes,
labor
you know?
For... Yeah. That's what I... There
twins
is no
before,
time.
There's twins before birth, right?
So like maybe
however long it takes to push you out.
3 days.
Right?
I agree with that.
Right. How long the labor takes has no determination on whether you're identical.
Yep. Yeah. Bing, ding, 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 ding. Exactly. No time limit.
I know. Yeah. We.
That was my answer.
they're getting tricky.
It's weird because like it even said the longest time apart of birthdays for twins, identical twins, was. Can you guess?
Well, I heard during the millennium, it was, one was born at just before midnight, 1999.
Right, a whole different year, right. Yes. But that was like days.
But like actual time, I don't know, about like a week or something like
87
that?
87 days.
What?
I have to like, let's verify this. I saw this on ChatGPT. So let's
So one of the twins was born prematurely.
I'm thinking, I don't even know, but like one maybe stayed inside.
Yeah, okay.
And then they took the other one out later.
Because you couldn't go 87 days beyond labor.
You can't go, that's
3 months,
labor,
right?
That's 3 months.
It has to be something like that.
We'll look into that. Okay. And then my last little trivia would be, do identical twins have identical fingerprints? Do you all?
They do not.
But they should.
Why not?
They are very, very close, though.
Because it's like
they are?
Yes, you do have environmental factors that will affect your fingerprint, but they are very similar.
They're very similar. Yeah. Okay, so just what like is next else. For the Salyer twins? Like, I feel like you guys, I've seen some of your things come out during Halloween and the Christmas holidays. You have all these different clothing and cute things that you do and all these different media appearances. What's next for y'all?
Oh, thank you.
Of course.
Well, we've got lots of weddings and special events coming up, at Smith Mountain Manor. So that's keeping
us here,
always busy.
I'm here now. It's gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous venue. I kind of wish we got married here.
We've done a couple of vow renewals.
Yeah.
When did you guys get married? 2018?
Yep.
That's when we got married, right? Five. So we're how many?
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Five years.
So, Six years. We got married in...
Yeah.
I should know.
This is the sixth year, whether or not, you know, I mean, unless you got, you know, married in December, then.
We could do a vow renewal.
You're 6 years now.
We'll do it 8 years.
Let's do it.
It doesn't need to be 10. And yeah, so you
We are actually in the middle of, should I announce it? We are starting our own kind of docu-series about our family on our own YouTube channel.
Amazing.
The Salyers Twins.
Yeah, kind of go in more in depth about these questions,
you know,
and things.
I think that, you know, people have seen kind of what's on the surface of the situation, but they don't really know
like what's going on, what's it actually
day
like,
to day, you know? Type thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, we kind of let people in a little bit and
Sort of our own reality
the real
show
thing.
On.
Yeah, I feel like I've said this many times. I love being a twin mom. The only thing that I think would be even more magical in this world would to be a twin, because I get to witness their bond, and like I almost want to cry because it's just the most beautiful thing to see. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm so glad that they have each other. You know, like
we always feel really blessed.
Right.
It's like this a blessing that we've been given. We've always thought that too. And
we are so fortunate.
Right.
Yeah. And you are such a beautiful spirit and such a wonderful mom. You know, twins and multiples mom. There's something so amazing to be a mom of twins and multiples. And it's so, it's just, and we just love like your questions and just how you, and so thank
family
you for sharing with us.
Family like twins get it. This is like, I'm like, y'all are my people, even though like I'm not a twin, but I'm like, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Thank you for just like sharing your story. Because
you know, we don't just sit around and talk about our twinship and stuff like that every day,
all
day.
Yeah,
yeah,
about each other.
So it's like, it's nice if you talk about it some.
But you have twins, so you're part of the twin family.
I feel like, and I'm going to see y'all in Twinsburg in August, okay? That's what's happening.
The twins they need. Their twin mom.
They
of course,
do.
You know?
Exactly.
So you're very much a part of that twin family. So that's something you should
feel. I
wish
my mom would
come
with us.
Because don't forget, you always hear twins say, "Known her since the womb. Known him since the womb. It was your womb."
Yeah.
So twin mamas.
Yep. Evidence proven. That's for sure.
I just had one.
Have a question from my husband.
From a twin dad.
Yeah. Kind of weird. No, it's a dumb question.
No.
Can you unlock each other's phones?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Cool. The fingerprint thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That doesn't work. No.
Face card. Never decline. There we go.
Be careful.
Well, thank you all again for being a part of the podcast. This has been another episode, y'all, of That's What Mama Podcast. Peace!
And the key sign is the twin sign.
Yeah, that's true! There we go!
And that's a wrap for this episode of That Twin Mama Podcast. But before you go, let me tell you how you can keep this village growing. First things first, are you subscribed? If not, what are you doing? Hit that subscribe or follow button wherever you're listening so you never miss a new episode. We're streaming on all major platforms, so let's make it official. Secondly, let's stay connected on socials. Follow us on That Twin Mama Podcast on Instagram for short form relatable content, and follow us on YouTube at That Twin Mama Podcast for entire episodes in all of their glory. And lastly, and this is a big one, if you liked what you heard today, please leave a review. Your 5-star love means so much to me and the team behind the scenes and helps us to keep going. It also helps us to find parents like you who need to listen to these episodes, which mean the world. So until next time, take care of you, take care of your crew, and remember, you're doing an amazing job. See you soon. Peace.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.